song's called Go Ahead and Break My Heart. I don't think he means it. But, you know, going forward, he'll get over it, won't he, Louise?
I like that song. I didn't even know who it was by. I actually thought it was South African.
Blake Shelton.
That's great. I'm gonna put it on my playlist.
Massive country star. He is. He's huge. Welcome back, Louise Carver. It's always a pleasure to welcome you back to this radio station.
Thanks,
good to
Dave.
See you again.
Yeah, it's nice to catch up with you.
We're just talking about partners and ages and stuff, and I think she lied to me. About her age.
No, we don't talk about age.
Whatever you're taking, I want some.
Oh, I just do what I love. I think that keeps it real.
I think it is. The entertainment business has kept me young and working with young people. And I think that's what it is. I really do. And of course, having that very positive outset.
You have to keep going.
Keep going.
And I get up excited. I can see the difference because my partner actually doesn't like what he does. So I can see where I wake up in the morning. Yep, I'm excited for my coffee. I'm excited to see my dogs and see what the emails are coming in. Yeah, you get your roadblocks along the way, but
you're blessed. It's another day.
It's wonderful.
In paradise. Yeah. It really, really is.
Especially here.
Every morning I say, Dave, don't let an old man inside this body. So far it's worked. Now, since we last spoke, tell me what you've been doing.
Well, I've been working on a new single and all about actually love after the happily ever after. What happens when you, after you've fallen in love, and we're talking about 8 years, 9 years down the line, what happens then? How do you write a song? I mean, I'd never been here before. I've never had such a long relationship. So, working on new material. I've just performed in the main stage at Splashy Finn, which was a first for me.
Tell us a little bit about that. I'm not a great fan of Splashy. Years and years ago, I did a couple of MC jobs there, but it's not the kind of place that I would go to and sit in a tent and get covered in mud. Not my thing. But anyway, how was it? I mean, how was the vibe?
It's amazing. Nor am I. We rented some rondavels in Underberg, the band and myself, and we woke up to an owl outside our window. I'm not sure which one it was, but I do love my birds. You could honestly leave your cell phone down and no one would take it. It had such a wonderful kind of 60s vibe of peace, love, and like everyone was felt very safe and looked after.
And you told me you were pretty nervous as well.
I've become a little comfortable. I do shows, and it's people are there to hear the songs that they love of mine. I haven't done many, I've done quite a few when I think about it, but for a while now, I haven't done a lot of festivals, and I'm not used to people coming to a place to hear potentially like Goldfish or Good Luck or other people's music. Jesse Clegg was there as well. And it was so many people. I just sat in the car. I really started to did a little puke emoji. I sent it to my partner, Mark, and he said, how are you feeling? And I just sent a little, emoji with the green vomit.
Almost a panic attack, almost.
No. I got on, and then as soon as they handed me the microphone, I was there, like, let's go.
And you smashed it.
Oh, man.
But we were talking about that off air as well, that we'll call it pre-match nerves are always a good thing.
Yes.
You'll put on a good performance if you're a little bit nervous. I think people who go into a show cocky and blasé, they don't come off.
I don't know that feeling. Yeah, I've never felt cocky and blasé.
No, I haven't either. I'm still nervous when I do MC work or even radio stuff. So
yeah, it's sparkling inside of your body. It really is going like electricity.
Would you go back to Splashy if they invited
yes,
you back?
Yes, and yes, absolutely.
Oh,
I loved
okay.
it. I All really right. loved it. Stuart Berry is the head organizer. He did such a great job. He made everyone feel welcome. Backstage area. We really got to connect with other musicians that I didn't know and some that I did. And when I woke up the next morning, my guitarist, Sims, we were in the kitchen, he said, you are glowing.
I was still on the buzz.
Yeah, it took me a few days to come off that. It's the dream to feel so connected with everybody. It is a hippie, wonderful thing. And then you land back in Joburg and you're like, okay, here we go. But for those couple of days and just being together and if you were a big musician or if you were just coming up, people, they were all like, hi, Louise, I'm so-and-so, nice to meet you.
Who were the stars of the show in your mind? Who were the big,
Goldfish.
Who were the big boys there? Did they go down really well?
Yeah, it was heaving.
Do you know what? I get exhausted watching them. They have so much energy. It's
amazing.
Unbelievable.
And they're so lovely.
And they're nice, down-to-earth people, too.
So lovely. Yeah, they were, I suppose they were the biggest. They were, it was heaving. I was in the backstage and I crept around, but the speakers, the subwoofers, which is your bass, it was just, I just thought I'm going to damage myself here. So I stayed for one or two songs and then I just thought, oh, I can't do it anymore.
Oh, well, fantastic.
Plus it was well past my bedtime.
Yeah.
I'm a 10 p.m. kind of gal.
I actually stayed up to watch PSG and Bayern last night.
Oh.
And I was still awake at 11 o'clock.
Oh,
now, that
my
is
gosh.
An absolute miracle for me. I'm usually like 9:50, 9:30, and it's lights out.
But anyway. Vibes. Well, it's good for us, apparently.
So
sleep.
Since Splashy, what you been doing and what have you got planned?
Okay, well, I've got an... because I've got a place now in Belito, Salt Rock area, so we're kind of doing 2 weeks, 2 weeks. I wanted to set up a series of shows here so that... yeah, I can be working whilst I'm here as well.
You're so passionate, Louise. I just feel your passion. It's fantastic. It really is.
Oh, thanks.
So,
yes, I've got a show coming up on Sunday.
I was going to ask you about that. I don't know. Well, I'm a Westfall boy, as you know, and I don't know Belito too well. What is the name of the venue, first of all?
Well, when we bought our place, the estate agent said, I said, where's the best place for dinner? And she said, well, it's Ray's Kitchen. Ray's Kitchen is in Dunkirk Estate.
Okay.
And we trotted off there and it was absolutely amazing. But the first thing, as an events person, as a musician, I saw the amphitheater area unused. It's the children's play area, but it's so sophisticated.
Yeah.
And I just turned to my partner, Mark. I just said, this is a natural place for a performance. It's just exquisite. It's natural seating and grass, and the restaurant is right there, so they can help us. So I spoke to Paul, who's one of the partners at Ray's, and I said, how would you feel about me doing an event here? And they said, absolutely. And so I've called it Sundays at Ray's, and it's something that I'd like to do often.
Is it open? It's not covered. So you're praying for good weather.
It is good weather. I did pray. I've got a direct connection.
Well, I hope it works for you. Obviously, the stage is covered, I would imagine.
No.
Oh, it's not.
Winging it.
Oh, wow. So I checked the weather, actually, before you came in. It looks pretty good.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. I did say, is there a plan B? And he was like,
no.
Not really. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
And I'll be doing all the big hits, but it has sold out. It sold out 2 weeks ago.
Oh,
so
that's wonderful.
It is lovely to see that there's that people want this, because you always just throw your line out there and you hope that there's a little bite.
What if somebody pitches on the day? Are you going to squeeze a couple of people you can't?
I've been offered firstborns. Literally, every day I look at my emails. I'm like, please, you can have my cat. I just need to. And there's nothing. I've promised the restaurant we'll keep it at this capacity.
Okay.
And I can't. But I can say we will be doing it again.
You know what? The thing is, a couple of people might cancel, though. So maybe it's worth it. Okay. Maybe it's a telephone call.
Do you want to come?
No, seriously. That morning, you maybe give the restaurant a call and see if there's any available seats.
That's fair.
There's no harm in that.
No, I know. Even one of my best friends who lives here, I said, listen, I'll squeeze you on my guest list. So it's been great, but we will do it again. And Ray's Kitchen are doing special picnic baskets, and they've gone all out with things I can't even pronounce. amuse bushes and all
whatever.
These kind of all
yeah.
those things.
Good food.
And the bars are open. Yeah, it's going to be lovely. Yeah.
Okay, and it's licensed. Sounds great.
Yeah.
Picnic basket. Yeah. You take your blankets.
Kid-friendly.
Yeah.
Now, I'm looking forward to it.
What about
Sims
the dog?
Is flying
can you take
up.
The dog? No.
I always get worried about pets and their hearing, but if they are, yeah, always
on
want
a leash.
Dogs. I'm actually collecting for Animally Haven, which is an animal shelter. Shame, I spoke to her today, and I just said to everyone that's coming, drop your blankets off, we'll have a basket there.
Oh,
and
brilliant.
So bring your old blankets to sit on, and then we'll deliver them the next day. So.
And how does it work with the restaurant? Do you do what they call a door deal there, or do you get paid a set fee, or
well,
how does it work?
Deal is different. So, and this particular one, he's handling the food and drinks. I'm handling the tickets. So,
there you go.
So much easier.
It is really.
That's my area. That's your area, and let's just.
Well, he's going to make a fortune from the food and the drink, especially
the
booze as well. I mean, well, yeah, of course, we know that alcohol. I mean, that's where
North Coast.
That's where restaurants make their money. All right, so let's get to your single now. Truthfully, I've heard about 20 seconds of it.
Oh.
So this is new for me as well.
Good.
It is called My Love. Actually, why did I say it like that? It's My Love. And
it's My Love.
Tell us about the song. You wrote it. Tell us what we're going to listen to.
Well, thanks. It's the first time I'll be hearing on radio as well. I never get to hear myself. So during COVID, Mark, my partner, started working for a startup in Silicon Valley. He's in IT, and they worked him to the bone. And he, as a young guy, he really burnt out. I could see it. He was struggling. And so I suggested once the ban of travel had finished, we take a car and we just drive to Mozambique, and we have 2 weeks where we can just be free.
Wow.
And we did. We did all that. 2 weeks, hair went curly, sunburned, just nothing, just reading books. And on the way back at the border, we went to get our, on the South African side, we went to get our passport stamped, and they car jammed us. So outside, unbeknown to us, they put a lock jam on our locking system, and they robbed us at the border. All his things that he loves.
No,
I was all right, you know. I just had some. I don't think they even took much from me, but he had his
laptops,
everything, laptops,
phones,
and he has expensive stuff
everything
for
phones.
IT. Yeah, and his Kindle and his all. He struggles to sleep, so all his sleep stuff that he got from overseas. Anyway,
you weren't hurt. There was no
we didn't even know about. We got home and we started unpacking, and his face, he was like, where's my camera? Where's this? Where's that?
No.
Anyway,
I'm
so
sorry.
I just saw this man, like, we had had such a good time. I just saw him break. And I realized in a long relationship, so often being a female with a female energy, when you are being pursued by a man, they do everything for you. They're, like, nothing is too much trouble in the early days of being wooed. And then it comes to, like, an interesting part in a long relationship where you, as the woman, have to step up and look after the man when he's falling and he's not as strong.
Good.
And it's a
sure.
And then it will go back, and it'll never, you know, you need to be there for each other, and it's not always sexy, and it's not always fun.
All
and
right.
That's what it's about.
Okay. I remember when, you know, with my wife, when we first met, I remember, you know, opening the car door for
all
her.
All those things.
I mean, the car was still moving at the time. But I mean, that is.
Hopefully, he stopped when she got out. It wasn't just a tuck and roll.
All right. So, listen, you can play DJ now as we say goodbye. And you know that you're
more
than welcome to come here absolutely any time you want.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Well.
So play DJ. We are on 88 FM, of course, from the heart of Bolito. And you are Louise Carver. And this is my. You know what to do.
Oh, you're spoon feeding me, Jay.
Okay. You ready? Here we go. Hit it.
Hi, this is Louise Carver, and you're listening to 88 FM, and I started strong. And this is my new single, My Love. I hope you enjoy it.